Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
An 80% chance of rain tomorrow in Gauteng, Pretoria 16, 22, Johannesburg 14 up to 21, Polokwane 16, 24.
Quite a few issues on the roads, especially in Germiston. On the M2 East, there is queuing traffic heading towards Refinery Road and also delays on the N3 South as you go into the Yalans Interchange.
In your sport headlines, Sasha Feinberg and Gumazulu approaches full fitness to boost a faltering Stormers team, and Brazil's Anthony back to his best at Real Betis.
We begin with a story which may upset sensitive listeners due to graphic descriptions of violence and abuse. A Pretoria nightclub has issued a statement in response to viral videos depicting the torture and sexual abuse of a group of men who they claim were cell phone thieves. The club's management said the videos were being used in an attempt to exploit the business owners. It also attributes the abuse to a security company they apparently don't use anymore. Maschaba Sefularo has more.
In at least two videos, the men are forced to perform lewd sexual acts on themselves, and in another video, a grey cloth is placed over their heads before they're drenched in water, a torture technique known as waterboarding. In the viral post, the narrative suggests the men were tortured for failing to settle their bill. However, Zanzu denies this, saying excessive force was used on the men by security personnel who found them stealing phones. The establishment claims the video was publicized after a failed attempt at extortion and exploring legal options against the alleged perpetrators. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
The National Police Commissioner has directed the head of police in Gauteng, Tommy Mtombeni, to trace the suspects, and the National Police spokesperson, Athlena Mate, says investigations are already underway.
General Masemola assures the nation that the law will take its course and that the necessary resources will be deployed to assist in investigating this case and bringing the perpetrators thereof to justice.
In other news, the South African Human Rights Commission has condemned the murder of the world's first openly gay imam, Mohsin Hendricks. He was shot multiple times on Saturday while sitting in his car in an apparent hit. The imam, who is from Cape Town, was reportedly in Klebega in the Eastern Cape to officiate a marriage between two women.
His work sought to create spaces for dignity and recognition for all, challenging discrimination and advocating for human rights within the framework of religious expression.
That was the Commission's Wisani Baloyi. Meanwhile, the Association of Water and Sanitation Institutes of South Africa says it's concerned over the country's worsening water infrastructure. In a statement, AUSISA warns that local municipalities are failing to manage water resources effectively, and this is the result.
According to the association, Gauteng's municipalities alone lose about 2.6 billion litres of water daily. This loss has contributed to a total of 25 billion rands of municipal water debt. Sela Kiledwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
And we end off on a lighter note. A new museum will be opening in Greece next year, and it will display more than 2,500 antiques, including many now in storage in some of the places there. All of these displays come from the bottom of the ocean, where they've been lying for thousands of years. If you are interested in this story, it's on our website. Go to jacarandafm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer, back with you at 6.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.